Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Remember this past summer, Owen LaBrie, the prep school graduate who was accused of raping a younger student at St. Paul's School? He was found not guilty of felony sexual assault charges. He was, however, convicted of having sex with a girl who was below the age of consent. Well, the trial attracted a great deal of attention, but the story doesn't stop there. In several states across the country, legislators are now trying to use this atrocity to create laws that make underage sex a condition for which teachers and health providers must notify Child Protective Services. Hello, this is Dr. Wilkes. I would like to report a teen having sex. Can you imagine all the phone calls? And what are these agencies going to do with these reports? Oh, well, doctor, we'll send an investigator right out. Every state has some law requiring the reporting of sexual abuse, but these laws should not be distorted and used to encourage the reporting of teens' consensual sexual activity, all in the name of protecting people from Owen LaBrie. For those under the age of 18, sexual activity and sexual abuse are just not the same thing. Now, there are two issues, and both relate to consensual behaviors. The first issue concerns how old a person should be before they can give consent to have sex. Now, clearly, the age of consent must be before they reach the legal age of 18. However, there is a need for protections such as power differential. So, two 15-year-olds can both have consensual sex, but when one is 15 and the other person is, say, 21 or 30, the power and influence is unequal, and states and doctors say this is not legal or appropriate. It's abuse, and it needs to be reported. The other issue is that both partners need to give free consent, but they need to be of sound mind, meaning they need to have mental capacity, and they can't be under the influence of mind-altering drugs like alcohol. So we need to make sure that yes means yes. However, this new political movement around reporting sex comes from a distorted idea that somehow reporting will drive teens away from engaging in sex. Well, sex is a very powerful behavioral driver, and it has a strong evolutionary purpose. Fear of being reported isn't going to decrease sex. What reporting will do is drive teens away from teachers, away from asking adults for advice, and away from being honest with healthcare providers. Our goal is for teens to be safe, respected, treated kindly, not to get pregnant, and not to be infected. No question we need to keep teens away from coercive, inappropriate, or predatory sexual contact. But it's only when teens trust doctors and nurses and teachers that we have any hope of identifying real cases of sexual abuse. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.